clear my signal up a little bit.
KR4AAE Mobile.
KR4ZEW Mobile. Got to that now.
And how's it going? Yeah, my radio's doing some funny stuff when it gets cold. I pray to goodness I don't have water sitting there in the coax or some antenna connection going wrong in my car. I'm going to bang my head against the window if that's the case. How are you this afternoon?
Okay, on my way back home from lunch, which is on my way back to work. I had some of Dave's hot chicken today, first time.
I know how that goes. My lunch breaks are usually spent getting stuff done I can't get done during the day or after work because it gets dark so early. And I'm going to be that weird guy that's working on stuff at night with a headlamp on. But I'm that guy.
No shame in that at all. I've even been up on my roof with the headlamp. Repositioning and dipoles.
To repeat your last, it was a little fuzzy, and I didn't quite catch it.
Going through a questionable area, but I've been the guy up on the roof with the headlamp adjusting dipoles.
Yeah, I think I was doing the same when I was putting my HF antenna together and digging everything out and getting all the radials buried. I think all the ham operators are Doc Brown in the 21st century in some shape or form.
Absolutely. One thing I like about it is the DIY aspect. And through Doc Brown, I actually have a picture or a magnet of a flux capacitor on my refrigerator.
That's awesome. I need to find another reference to the Back to the Future. Maybe I can find a DeLorean. I will just park it in the garage and face it the other direction and see what everybody says.
Yeah, I found that there's a guy in the neighborhood next to mine has a DeLorean. I've only seen him a couple times out with it, but he keeps it in the garage. He keeps it running.
Awesome. I remember when that movie came out and I started watching it as a kid. I was like, man, I would love a DeLorean. I'm kind of grown up, but I'm still a kid.
Honey, the DeLorean Motor Company will build you one. They have a warehouse of parts, and they build them custom to order now.
You should have never told me that, because now I think my afternoon will be looking up a custom DeLorean. Does it come with a little hook too, and the flux capacitor image in the back there?
Well, add on whatever you want. I saw that. O'Reilly Auto Parts. They sell a flux capacitor, but it's never in stock. But it's actually on its website, and they have a part number for it.
I have found my next project for the afternoon. Find a flux capacitor. And the next club meeting, I'll bring it if you're there.
I actually run the Zoom computer, so I will be there.
This would be awesome if I could find that flux capacitor. Man, I'm getting too many good ideas on stuff to tinker with and try to find what's out there. But the custom-made DeLorean, maybe that'll be a gift to myself for Christmas. If I can get it past the XYL.
Go. I guess they would classify that as a resto mod. And if you build the flux capacitor, I'll build the hook.
Yeah, now we got to time that lightning strike so we can generate the 1.2 gigawatts that's needed to throw me back in time.
Pull out my old Nikola Tesla notebook and see if we can't build a lightning simulator.
Can you imagine that in downtown Greenville? That we're sitting there reenacting Back to the Future and everything. I mean, that would be kind of cool. I would like it.
Hole right now, mobile, but I think the old bus station might have an outdoor clock on the front of it. I have to go back down there and check.
Coming out of a little bit of a valley, too, by, I have to put a pencil to this and see what the return on investment or the return on fund for the investment will be. And then maybe I'll say, yeah, let's do it. This will be a gift to myself and every other Back to the Future junkie out there or kid of the 80s and 90s who knew about it.
Great Scott, KP2HSS. Back to the Future, I had to throw my 2 cents in. This is KV2HXS Mobile, and I said, Great Scott.
Guys, this could get heavy. Well, what's wrong with everything in the what's wrong with everything in the future? Is something wrong with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Well, 1.21 gigawatts. Oh, goodness me, it's chilly out here.
Be back in about 1 minute.
I'm a little bit noisy. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
At home, I was mobile, so I'm switching radios.
Negative. So Dave, KB2HXS, you got KO4ZEW and KR4AAE. Ben is the ZEW, and Steven is the AAE.
Steven?
That's me talking about Back to the Future and the gigawatts and the lightning strike and the hook and the DeLorean.
Funny, even funnier than that, one of my customers actually has a DeLorean. He lives over in Duncan. I went over to work on his system one day and he opened his garage up. I said, Great Scott! And he picked up on it right away.
Telling Ben, I was like, that would be great. I'd be the only guy in the neighborhood to have a DeLorean and a flux capacitor image or something that looks like a flux capacitor, which would be pretty cool. I'm not sure if the XYL would like that with the other multitude of expensive hobbies I have in the garage.
Oh, me too. Well, you know, put it this way, if you guys ever got into a fight, you kick on the flux capacitor and go back in time, and you can redo the fight. You don't have the fight.
That is definitely a very good secondary alternative. I was thinking about going back in time and getting my ham license and getting all the experience again so I can have extra.
Yeah, I went back far enough. I got my license in 88, so I don't got to do it.
I tried to get my technician way back in the day when I was maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old, and just some of the stuff and some of the mathematics and electronics just didn't compute. But now it computes, and light bulbs turn on every time I start working on something. Like, oh, that's what that means. Oh, that's how that works. Like, oh, this is getting dangerous now.
There you go. That's how you know you're still alive. You're learning. But anyway, yeah, I'm over here. I'm heading back to the house. Got down with my third customer. Got heat working again. Yay!
Say, heat would be vital for tomorrow, and it was definitely vital for last night, because, man, it got cold out there.
Yes, got a little chilly. Well, thankfully, we had a wood-burning stove installed back in January of this year, earlier this year, and they did a really, really good job. That stove really keeps the house from the heat pump from coming on too much. I got a return out there in the great room where the stove is, so it pulls the warm air around the house and does a good job.
Yeah, my wife, she's always liked a wood-burning stove, and I'm thinking about getting one eventually. Not in this house, but maybe in our next house if we ever decide to move. Just because it's just kind of, it's cozy. Nice little fire out there in the wintertime. Cup of coffee in the morning. Can't really beat that.
That with a stick. No, it's nice. With all the wood, with all the trees that came down last year with Helene, I've got so much wood on my property now. I bought myself a 25-ton splitter. I got a new chainsaw and some other tools. I tell you what, this splitter works great. I can split me up a quart of wood and nothing flat.
copy that. There's something relaxing about chainsawing and splitting wood and just out there doing what the guys used to do back in the day to keep warm. Well, Dave, I'd like to keep chatting some more, but I'm at the dump here, and I need to unload some stuff, so I'll be clear on your final. KB2HXS, this is KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final.
All right, good to hear you in there, Stephen. Have a good morning, good afternoon. KR4AAE, KB2HXS, mobile. I'll be out here for a few more minutes. Catch you later.
For the EW, monitoring.
Hey, there you are, KB2HXS. Hang on 1 second. Sir.
Cool, but I switched radios. I'm back at the house now and about to dive back into some work.
All right, yeah, your signal, I could barely understand what you were saying. So that's why I was like, wow, couldn't even understand you, but I'm glad to hear you now.
Space with a little little height on the antenna instead of the car. I went through a big our parking lot. I got to go through a big dip to get to my house. I'm back now, Marty.
Okay, Doc. Funny. That's funny. The jokes that fly on this repeater is actually pretty funny.
Great thing. That's what I love about our club. Don't take things too seriously.
No, not at all. You gotta learn to live and let live, as it were, and have a few laughs.
So we'll see if Steven's gonna get that flux capacitor built by time of the next meeting. I said, if he builds a working flux capacitor, I'll build him the hook to grab hold of the wire.
Oh, yeah, right when the lightning strikes. That's you gotta time it correctly now.
He mentioned wanting to do it downtown Greenville, and I think on the old bus station there's an analog clock about one story up. So if that's still there, that'd be a good place to test it out.
Oh, that the old clock tower. Save the clock tower. Yeah, that's the one.
Speaking of clock towers, I guess if you could put a flux capacitor in a boat, you could do it in the Furman Lake, but then you wouldn't be able to use the DeLorean.
Well, unless you convert the DeLorean to hover, didn't they do that? What was that, number two or number three? You converted it to a hovercraft or whatever, had a hover conversion?
Yes, they did. They did that in one of the later movies. And they went forward to 2015, I think, in one of them. I start getting fuzzy on number two and number three.
Yeah, there was a hover conversion done I think it was number two when he caught him in the driveway and says, "We don't need roads." And he had the hover conversion done.
We don't need roads where we're going.
Funny stuff. 1985, my goodness, that 40 years ago. Wow. Okay.
And even when they went to the future, they went into a date that is now past. That's the rough part there.
Yeah, I was watching a talk show. I think it was the actual date of the talk show. I think Doc and Marty made a guest appearance. The two of them made a guest appearance on the show. I forget what talk show it was now.
Appearance in 2015, like on the date?
Yes, I believe that was the whole idea.
Absolutely hilarious. That's great. Makes me think of, if you're familiar with Stephen Hawking, he threw a party for time travelers, and then he sent out the invitations afterwards.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I think Stephen Hawking, didn't he pass away finally? Or he's not still alive, right?
No, he passed away late 2010s, I think. But I thought that was a great way to do a time travel test.
That's funny. Anywho, it's a little chilly. I'm going home to go sit by the fire for a few minutes. We got family coming in. My wife's sister's coming in tomorrow with her husband. And they're going to be hanging with us for Thursday and Friday. Then we head back up to the Ren Fair Saturday and Sunday up to Charlotte. So I'm trying to catch up with all my heat calls.
Thanksgiving coming up real fast. This month is flying by.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks, right? Or something like that. What's today? Today's, what the heck is today? Oh, today's November 11th. Oh, it's Veterans Day. Oh, my gosh.
Correct on both accounts.
2 weeks, right?
The 11th, and I think it's the last week of the month, the 2 weeks?
Yeah, the fourth Thursday or last Thursday of the month.
Thanksgiving will be Thursday the 27th, which is 2 weeks and 2 days.
All right. Okay, dokie.
Then, see if I can get some work done here, and I'll probably keep an ear on the repeater. It's kind of slow. I just have some stuff I need to tear through on the computer. So I'm going to keep an ear out, and we'll catch you on down the log.
And I'll catch you on the flip side as it were. All right, my friend, have a good afternoon. KB2HX, see you, Ben.
Have a better one. KO4 is EW monitoring.
For VTC, what's that?
KO4 is EW, and I did not catch your call sign, but how you doing?
Pretty good. It's November 4th, Victor Delta Charlie. Name is Rich.
So Oscar for Zulu Echo Whiskey, Ben, as in Benjamin. I'm out working on my base in Malden.
What's Best Buy? Had to pick up a new UPS. Old one kind of died. And I heard someone talking about Renfair. Where is that?
About what?
Just
around about Back to the Future, the movie series.
There's part of that. I just sold my last structure capacitor. Can't help you out.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up even more now. I don't know if you're mobile or what. I caught that you were mobile in Anderson, but yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but you're still making it in.
Put the better antenna on the roof.
Solid that time. I'm not sure if it's your location or what, but that transmission was good.
To hit 85 south. I was curious about the bus up there. I just went through one in Florida.
I think you're hit and miss. I don't know how far down 85 you are. You should be in range till past the border if you're headed south.
I only have a clip on the roof, but that's looking up. I'll stop talking. But thanks for coming back. Have a good day. And for your VDC.
Have a safe trip, and yeah, you're breaking up pretty rough, so find your location. KO4 is EW, I'll be clear.